start of the pandemic. Helen McNamara says the then Prime Minister expressed a breezy confidence about the UK's ability to handle the crisis. Yesterday, the inquiry heard Mr Johnson believed COVID was nature's way of dealing with old people. Oliver Dowden was Culture Secretary at the time.
What I think you're seeing there is a very partial one piece of evidence amongst many others. When the former Prime Minister gives evidence, he will give a full account of himself. The Cabinet Office has given a very full account of how we conducted ourselves.
It's understood injured people arriving into Egypt from Gaza are being transported by ambulances. A number of foreigners and the critically wounded will be allowed to leave the territory following the opening of the Rafah crossing. Ferry services have been cancelled and a red weather warning has been issued for the Channel Islands as Storm Ciarán sweeps in. The Met Office issued an amber alert for the southwest and south coast of England tomorrow. The Technology Secretary says a world-first statement on the risks around artificial intelligence has been agreed during an AI summit organised by the UK. Michelle Donnellan's called the Bletchley Declaration a landmark achievement. In a video message, the Kings discussed the benefits of the technology, but also thanked the international community for working together to address potential dangers.
For the vital role you are playing in this shared endeavour, for laying the foundations of a lasting consensus on AI safety, and for ensuring that this immensely powerful technology is indeed a force for good in this world.
Well, AI has been named the Collins Word of 2023. The dictionary says the usage of the abbreviation of artificial intelligence quadrupled this year. And house prices have risen at their fastest monthly pace since August last year. The Nationwide Building Society says a lack of properties is behind the turnaround. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Laura. Well, rain off and on with just a few bright intervals and a moderate breeze that's going to strengthen big time during this evening and overnight with heavy rain thrown in for good measure. We can expect more outbreaks of rain throughout tomorrow accompanied by continuing potentially damaging winds for much of the day. But those winds will die down during the course of Friday when we can expect more outbreaks of light rain, and periods of heavier rain are then likely to be with us on Saturday. Temperatures are pretty much academic, but will be in the region of 11 to 13 degrees throughout.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight.
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Master Sledge there, getting lost in music. And if you want to get lost in music, stay with me for the next couple of hours through until 3 o'clock. It's Scott Ross welcoming you to Wednesday's edition of the 1-2-3 Show. I'm kind of sitting in for Bob Simpson, who very kindly deputised me on Monday, so we're kind of doing a bit of a switch round. First off, of course, I must express my thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward for the past 3 hours of sensational radio. And Michelle will be returning again tomorrow from 10 a.m. to do it all over again. Anyway, on this show today, we have a report which may prove to be a sign of things to come. And we'll also be hearing why a do-it-yourself car bumper brought a town to a standstill. But first off, it's music up and coming from James Blunt.
Oh, there's a song that God only knows, and it's keeping me dancing. Someday I'll be on my knees and I pray my heart don't miss a beat. But here I am and I feel that rhythm. It's a lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over yet?
James Blunt there, getting in beside you. And you could get beside an author, Aileen Webb, tomorrow, that's Thursday the 2nd of November, when he'll be along signing copies, she'll be along signing copies of her new book, Transformation Through the Power of Quotes. And she's going to be doing this at the Mary Green Manor Hotel, London Road, here in Brentwood. It all starts at 5:30 in the afternoon, and you can get more information by going to the website, all the W's, marygreenmanor.co.uk. Nice, easy one, that one. All the W's, marygreenmanor.co.uk. And you can also, of course, go to our webpage, phoenixfm.com, and simply follow the links to local events. And keeping the fascination going now, it's Alpha Beat.
Yeah. 98 FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Off now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this.
Sonny Go!
getting together there with Take That in incendiary form and relighting a fire. And could this be a sign of things to come? Cottesmore School, based in West Sussex, and a previous winner of Prep School of the Year, where the fees amount to almost £32,000 a year, so it don't come cheap. They've just appointed an AI bot as the principal head teacher. Yeah, I kid you not. The new principal is Abigail Bailey. Her remit is to assist the current real head teacher, Tom Rogerson, who insists that her input will be invaluable in providing advice on how best to support staff members, writing school policies, and helping pupils suffering from ADHD. Mr. Rogerson says that having someone like Abigail working alongside him will prove to be a very calming influence, and that it's good to know that someone so unbelievably well-trained is there to help you make the right decisions. Well, she better be well-trained, since she doesn't really exist. It doesn't mean that you don't ever have to seek counsel from humans, he said. Of course you do. It's just very calming and reassuring, knowing that you don't have to call up anybody, bother someone, and you don't have to wait around for an answer, said Mr. Rogerson. Abigail works in a similar way to the popular ChatGPT AI service, which apparently can answer questions when asked or produce writing based on various prompts, and it's been specifically designed to have a wealth of knowledge in machine learning, and is also able to quickly analyze vast amounts of data. Well, so I should hope. Mr. Rogerson added that being a school teacher, school leader, headmaster, is a very lonely job. Of course, we do have hate teachers groups, but just having someone or something to tap into that can help you in this lonely place is very reassuring. It seems, however, that there are as yet no plans to replace any other teachers on the staff, but merely augmenting their capabilities to ensure students receive the best possible education. It was good to hear that. Mind you, news has just been released of a woman who used artificial intelligence to help her answer questions for a job interview. The app generated answers in real time to the questions posed in the interview and presented them to the candidate via a mobile phone leaning up against the screen via which the interview was being conducted. Assuming that she's successful, you just have to wonder what would happen if she were asked to do something for real. Well, there you go. Anyway, let's go back to school now. Whatever do the lower third thinking about this AI bot business on the staff? Just to find out, here's Hanson. Yeah, the lower third there. Well, hence it anyway, and Umbop. And that brings the time to almost 28 minutes after 1 o'clock.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's take a look and see what's happening on the highways and byways around town. M25 anti-clockwise has slow-moving traffic between Junction 27 for the M11 and Junction 26 at Waltham Abbey. In Epping, it's slow on the high road, the B1393, between Station Road and Thaden Road. And... well, there's no other major live problems. But, of course, we've still got the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's Ingatestone and Gallywood due to resurfacing work. And incidentally, you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill. On the A414, you have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. Locally, to the south of Brentwood, gas main work on the B186 Worley Hill is resulting in temporary traffic signals on Woodman Road. And also on the A128, close to St. Nicholas's Church, there's road works there as well. Now, it also does say that the avenue, the A128, is closed, between the A128 to Childeridge Lane. But I have to say, when I passed there, traffic was coming in and out of there as usual, so who knows. Until 5 p.m, Billericay High Street, the B1007, is closed between Western Road and Radford Way today. And one lane of the entry slip road onto the anti-clock M25 is closed at Junction 28 at the Brook Street roundabout. Looking at public transport right now, can't see any problems on C2C or Greater Anglia, but note that the Elizabeth line has no service between Hayes and Hollington and Heathrow terminals due to a fire alert at Heathrow terminals 1 and 2. And the Piccadilly line is suffering severe delays due to a signal failure at Holborn. Other than that, things aren't too bad. And we'll, of course, have a further update for you at around about 2.25. But at 1.30, on the nose, you are fully up to date. And let's hear now from the all-seeing eye. Thank you. Seeing Eye confirming that the beat goes on. And just a quick reminder that you're listening to me, Scott Ross, deputising for the one and only Bob Simpson for Wednesday's edition of the 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM. I'm here until 3 this afternoon when Joe Bailey returns on behalf of St Francis Hospice with this afternoon's drive show. Andy Gilson will be along at 6 before heading up the Orient Hour at 7. And Nick Field will be bowling a load of curveballs between 8 and 10 p.m. And then winding up proceedings this evening, Darren Mutu will be along with Reggae Revival right through to the witching hour. All that to come ahead of 7 hours of non-stop hits on Destination Dawn.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. It's the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have love, though
Fleetwood Mac there, telling you to say you will. And before that, it was Bette Midler who was looking at the world from a distance. Now, Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, who are working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Now, just recently, in just a couple of days, the food bank at Donninghurst Road Church fed around 200 local people unable to make their budget stretch to food after trying to meet other commitments. Now, the terrifying truth is that half of those on universal credit ran out of food in the last month and couldn't afford to buy more. With the cost of living getting worse, more people are being dragged into debt and having to turn to food banks to survive. And this escalating hardship creates dire consequences for individuals, communities, and indeed the UK as a whole. So as you can imagine, food banks are now bracing for their most challenging winter ever. So if you feel you can help, please get in touch with the food bank by calling them on 01277 224528. It's a Brentwood number, 01277 224528. Thank you very much. In the meantime, keeping bright, here's Marmalade.
Every Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m. it's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Breyer Group Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
Join B-Fibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With B-Fibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming.
Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Lonely town.
from Brandon Flowers from about the time that I first started Phoenix FM. That, of course, is Lonely Town. If you're in a lonely town, the best thing you can do is join Carrie Underwood and get drunk and hungover.
Kiss you right now in the middle of the street. I want your hands in the pockets in the back of my jeans. Oh, I could fall so hard so easily. You don't know how bad I wanna, but honestly, honestly, I can't get out of your love and still be hung up.
I can think of a lot of worse things than being drunk and hungover with Carrie Underwood. Anyway, to take us to the news at 2 now, it's Liam Gallagher.
Take your spotlight underneath the moon. Sometimes a miracle is all that can carry you. Oh, what are you dreaming of? Is it the kind of love that'll be without a song to sing?
close your eyes and disappear inside. All that is beautiful was following behind. Oh, what are you dreaming of? Is it the kind of love that'll be there when the world is at its worst? That'll cover you in kisses unrehearsed. When you're losing ground, still tell you that you're worth all you're dreaming of. All you're dreaming of.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.